The next patient is William Shelton. The last name is S-H-E-L-T-O-N. 82-year-old male patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. Warfare for evaluation of CKD stage 3A. Period. The past medical history is related to acute stone passage from the left atrophic kidney with a stent placement by urology. Period. According to the history, the patient has a urethral stricture and BPH. The stent was in place for a few days, so was the Foley catheter. It was removed. Period. This acute stone passage occur at the end of March of 2023. Period. The patient has been with a kidney function. On March the 20th, 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.41, the BUN 28, and the estimated GFR was 50. In January 9 of 2024, the patient has a creatinine of 1.4, a BUN of 33, and an estimated GFR of 47 mLs per minute. I have evidence in a urinalysis that was done at Dr. Maxwell's office that failed to show the presence of proteinuria. Most likely situation is that the patient has a CKD stage 3A. That has two components. One that could be nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And the other component is the obstructive component, with a BPH. The patient has been instructed by urology to catheterize himself at least twice a day. Mr. Shelton is obtaining what seems to be no more than 3 ounces at the most when he catheterized himself. Period. The patient has a coming up appointment with the urology in order to discuss the self-catheterization. And the BPH, period. Regarding the kidney function evaluation, we are going to request the basic laboratory workup that is going to include the protein creatinine ratio as well as the albumin creatinine ratio in order to make a better assessment of the condition. Number two, the patient has a remote history of gout and has been taking allopurinol 300 milligrams every day. We will request uric acid levels. Following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, the patient is taking 5,000 international units on daily basis. Following number, the patient has a B12 deficiency on supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension treated with the administration of losartan and furosemide. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic with the administration of omeprazole 40 milligrams on a daily basis. And following number, BPH on tamsulosin and finasteride. Period. Paragraph. The urology evaluation for clarification of the BPH status and the self-catheterization status is mandatory. Period. Once we evaluate the kidney function, we'll communicate with Dr. Maxwell for further follow-up. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We will see the patient after the laboratory workup. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral and the hospitalizations. And in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 12 minutes.